The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Great to see all of you gathered here this morning to hear God's word and be reminded of why we're here and why God loves us and why we love God as well. Peace Lutheran Church is a place that brings people together. We have so many things in our world today and in our community that can divide us. Ducks, beavers, Republicans, Democrats, older, younger, men, women. And what is it that brings us together here at Peace Lutheran Church? I once asked someone that question. What is it that brings all these people together here at this church? You know what the person said? They said it was the food. It's not the food. It's the forgiveness that we receive. No matter who we are, what place we're in, when we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and forgives us our sins through Jesus Christ. So once again, we're gathered here together and we're made one through the forgiveness that Jesus offers. Just a few announcements to share with the congregation before we begin this morning. The first is that there is some sad news to share about Concordia University Portland. The letter that is in the insert in your bulletin, we're going to ask that you take a look at that maybe after the service today. It is true, Concordia University Portland is going to be closing at the end of the spring semester. We wanted to let you know about that via the letter from President Lindemann because it is dramatic news. We want you to keep this really in your prayers as students are scrambling to find schools, as alumni are looking for transcripts. They don't even know, how to get transcripts. As faculty are searching to find jobs, it's really going to be something that's going to unravel over the months ahead. One thing to share with the Peace congregation is that next week, Pastor Norm Metzler will be here. You may remember Pastor Norm. He's bringing his accordion, I think. And he is just the right person to speak into this moment to share with us kind of the what happened at Concordia Portland. We're going to take time during the adult Bible study class to hear from him, and also Camp Lutherwood as well. So that's next Sunday. Also, to share with you, we are still really plugging an exciting time here at Peace for the season of Lent. We are entering into the time where we're going to be doing the Red Letter Challenge. The books are still available. They're $10 a piece. See Callie if you want to purchase one of those books. At the conclusion of our worship service, we're actually going to show a minute plug so you can find out more information about what we're heading into in the season of Lent. But it should be a really exciting journey that we take all together. And then just one last announcement, as we do enter into that season of Lent, we do have lots of opportunities to bring soup and sandwiches and bread and cookies. Please consider signing up to bring one of those items on one of the midweek Lent services. The sign-up is in the hallway going into the fellowship hall. Are there any other announcements to share this morning before we begin our worship? All right. We're going to hand it off to Vicar Dollar to give us our opening blessing and lead us into confession and absolution.